Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to our teaching today. I hope we find you blessed and ready for the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need the touch of your hand upon us this day. Anoint my lips. Anoint the things that I'll say. Let the anointing press forth and meet the airways and rule every spirit void that's contrary to the righteous truth, holiness of God. Let men and women receive and drink from the fountain of living waters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. A subject that I speak on a whole lot and I cover a lot of ground on, and I want to teach today on the subject, we need more sanctification. If you've ever listened to any of my teachings, you'll hear me mention this repeatedly, time and time again, because so many churches today have done away with sanctification. They've left it plumb out of their teaching and their doctrines. They no longer teach it from the pulpit, and they let their people live, dress, and act any way they want to. Run around in clothes ain't worthy. As the old guy used to say, Jack Johnson used to preach over the airways here years ago when I was a little boy, and he said, women don't wear enough clothes to wad a shotgun. He said, that's a 410, that is. I ain't talking about a big 20 gauge. I'm talking about a 410. And how true it is, there's a lot of truth in that. And we don't want to get on the clothesline message of that, but sanctification is a very important part of the Christian life, not just in dress, not just in hair, not makeup and jewelry, but deeper than that. See, so many of the Holiness Organization only covered the shallow ground of it, and they never did get to the meat of it and the depth of it. I'm not for sure God's hung up on a little makeup or a little jewelry or something of that effect as he is lying tongues and all the lust and all the things that's in men's hearts, you know. Preachers kind of copped out on it. They preach what people would shout by. And there's a lot of preachers don't know a thing about. They're plumb ignorant to the working of the Spirit, plumb ignorant to the things of God. But they know if they get up and lamb blast the women or lamb blast somebody for sin, they can get a little shout. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe you got to be more than a shout. I believe you got to have the power and the fullness of God. And I believe you got to be walking right, get your heart right, get cleaned out of all the stuff that needs to be cleaned out. Now, in the thought of sanctification, the Bible tells us we're sanctified by the Word, by the truth, the Spirit, and the blood. We know definitely that it is a second working of grace, and we know that it is an experience that we need to receive. Not just going to an altar. It's like people receive salvation. They go and say, well, I got it, and they go on back and live the same way. They didn't get anything. Same way of sanctification. If you still telling the same old dirty jokes, cussing and every vile words coming out of your mouth, don't tell me you got sanctified. You didn't get anything. A lot of people got cranktified instead of sanctified. But I'm going to tell you something. If you get the power and the anointing of God and you get the fullness of this thing in your life, it will change you. It will change your vocabulary. It'll change the things you do and the places that you can't go. There are a lot of places I can't go. I'll be honest with you. God just will not let me go there. And I'm not going to fall out with anybody or throw rocks at them. But let's just take like the theaters. Do you know when I was a little boy, as a kid, I went to some of the theaters. But after I truly got saved and I got the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost and got sanctified, I'm 66 years old. And I, to this day, have to be honest with you and say, I can't go in a theater. I can't go to a movie show. Now, I know we watch some of the movies on TV and in a privacy owned home. Bible says don't let your good be evil spoken of. So as a minister, there's a lot of things I just don't do. And I don't go to movie theaters. And I'm not going to send you to hell for it. But I have a conviction against it and I can't go. And that took place after I got sanctified. I couldn't go there because a lot of time they'll be showing an X-rated thing and then a movie back-to-back that might not be X-rated. But if your car is sitting in the parking lot and they're showing an X-rated thing on the side, people says, what's that preacher doing in that place? So I have to not let my good be evil spoken of, and I have to continuously just walk in the truth of God's Spirit and His love, and it'll do the work in our life. All right, in 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter and in verse 11, and here it tells us by the Spirit, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, this is how this has took place. It's took place by the Spirit of our God. And we're clean, we're washed, we're justified. When the blood cleanses us and washes us, we're justified from our sins, and we're justified that we can come in the presence of God. And very important that we realize that God's cleaned us up, and this is done by the Spirit. And we understand and know that this has took place. Then we go in Hebrews in the 13th chapter and in verse 12. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. That's Hebrews in 13 and in verse 12. And how true it is. We are offered, his blood was offered, and he shed his blood that you and I, we could be sanctified, and that he was that price that was paid. The Bible said he was the propitiation. That means he was the price paid for sin. We couldn't pay for our own sins. I'm sorry, but not a thing in this world would ever pay the price for our sins. Only by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, only by him on Calvary and his work he done. And we understand that so plainly, that he might suffer without the gate. He died without the gate, that you and I might be sanctified, cleaned up. Nothing but the blood can wash away our sins. Nothing in the blood could bring this about. Then if we go back to Hebrews in the 10th chapter, just backing up a few chapters there, and we'll go in Hebrews the 10th chapter, and in verse 10, it goes on to say these words, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That is a point that it makes clear to us, that it was his body, his blood that was shed, and we was cleansed by that shedding of that blood. Then if we go in John, the Gospel of St. John, and we get in verse 17 of the Gospel of St. John, we will find that he declares that this thing was done, you know, by the truth. And, you know, God will only anoint something that's true. He will not anoint anything contrary to truth. He will not allow his Spirit to dwell plainly in an unsanctified, an unclean, and unholy vessel. God will give you time to straighten up, but there comes that time that God requires you to come clean with him and to straighten up. Now, in that 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, look in verse 15. This is the Lord's prayer that he prayed himself, that Jesus prayed. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And he goes on to say, and in verse 18, and thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now, let's go on and let's pick up verse 20 also with this, because it has a very important understanding. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. So understand that every man and woman, boy or girl that believes upon Jesus Christ through the word of God and accepts the salvation message and accepts that the blood washes him thoroughly of his sins and purges him, cleanses him and sanctifies him, that man or that woman, if he believes that message, you know, the Bible said, whosoever believe in the Lord, he shall be saved. And that's the word of it. You've got to believe in your heart, and then you got to confess with your mouth. And when that confession is made, I preach it and I continuously preach it. If you won't remit a sin, then you're not going to be able to get cleansed of that sin. Long as you still hold on to that sin and you won't remit it, you're not going to get anywhere with God. But when you submit that sin to God and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've sinned. I'm sorry for the mistakes that I made. I'm sorry for all the ungodly words and ungodly deeds and everything I've said contrary to your word. God, I'm sorry. And when you asked him for that cleansing and asked him for those sins to be washed, he will wash you whiter than snow. He'll come in and make you a new creature, get rid of the old, send the old man packing, as old saying goes, and he will come forth in you as a brand new creation. Now, I want to cover one more thought as we come to the end of this teaching today. In Joshua in the third chapter, and I want to look at two or three verses, starting there about verse 5. Joshua said in verse 5, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. They had to set themselves apart, and this is what Joshua was saying, and this is what I'm saying to you today. If you want to see the hand of God move in your life, your church, your home, your ministry, whatever you've got before the Lord, he will move if you'll sanctify yourself by setting yourself apart. And sanctification is a cleansing and a setting apart, and you have to be set apart. So he told them, and in verse 6 he said, and Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Now, here God explained to them what was going to take place. And he gave them, time won't permit today to cover all the scriptures on this, but he told them what would take place. And he said that, look at verse 13, for example, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, it goes on to say, as soon as their feet, the covenant of the Lord, the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand before an heap, upon a heap. In other words, the people of God and the priest bearing the ark of this covenant, when they touched the water, then they were going to be able to walk on dry land, and he was going to part the Jordan, and they would pass over. Now down in verse 17 of that same third chapter, and the priests that bore the ark of the covenant, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clear of Jordan. This is the wonder that God said he was going to do, and Joshua said for him to sanctify themselves. So I say to you today, if you want a miracle in your life, you want something to happen, set yourself apart. Let yourself be sanctified by the word, the truth, the spirit, and the blood, and God will do a mighty work among you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come today and to teach your word in this powerful message on sanctification. Let it grasp hearts, souls, and minds. Let people's lives be changed. Let them be sanctified by the word, the truth, the spirit, and the blood. Let them set themselves apart that you might do a work amongst them. Now, if there's those who need healing, let them be healed. If there's those that need a touch from you, God, let them receive that touch. Financial miracles, blessings. Lord, I ask for one, if there's one need to be saved, let him call upon you and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. God, we thank you for this time and for blessing your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Until the next teaching, God bless you.